And this is Coast Community Radio, KMUNS Astoria 91.9, KTCB Tillamook 89.5, and coastradio.org, wherever you are in the world, especially in Boudelier's Point, enjoying each other, the Faddle family, and my dear Carol. And it is time for Arts Live and Local right here on KMUN, KTCB, Coast Radio. I'll tell you right off the bat, it's freezing here. Oh, well, no, it's not. Actually, the thermometer says it's only 74, but that's probably because of the wind chill factor. It's actually 79 or more. And there is an excessive heat watch in effect from Saturday morning through Sunday evening for much of Southwest Washington and Northwest Oregon. That's us. This means a prolonged period of hot temperatures is expected with heat illnesses possible. Drink plenty of fluids. Stay in an air-conditioned room. Uh-oh, we're in trouble. We don't have too many of those. Stay out of the sun and check up on relatives and neighbors and old people like your programmer. Also, protect yourself from sunburns. Wear a hat and use some kind of protection, sunscreen or other. And ironically for us, this is a heat wave. In some parts of the country and certainly the world, this is springtime, but 85 degrees around here, and some of us are fainting. Okay, well, don't faint, because the arts are alive and well. I have a couple of guests here, but I want to put on a piece of music I literally just received in the mail from Claudia Schmidt, and I am delighted because I love Claudia Schmidt. I've hosted her here in Astoria for a couple of house concerts. Also, I love Sally Rogers. And I especially love when they sing together. Brand new album called We Are Welcomed by Sally Rogers and Claudia Schmidt. It's a 2016 release. Have a listen, stay tuned, and get ready to have a great weekend. Thanks for being here, folks.
Its magic spins you round and round. Before you know it, your guard is down. And boy, you never saw it coming, though it was always close at hand. I shut tight to the death of rights, and now you just can't understand. Every snowflake in the avalanche cries in no sense. In the end, it's all just willful ignorance. Is bound to put you in a trance. Its charm is if you'll never see that your freedom was lost so easily. And boy, you never saw it coming, though it was always close at hand. I shut tight to the death of rights, and now you just can't understand. Every snowflake in the avalanche cries in no sense. In the end, it's all just willful ignorance.
consequences are coming due, and it's bound to be a shock to you. And boy, you never saw it coming, though it was always close at hand. I shut tight to the death of rights, and now you just can't understand. Every snowflake in the avalanche cries innocence. In the end, it's all just willful ignorance. And boy, you never saw it coming, though it was always close at hand. I shut tight to the death of rights, and now you just can't understand. Every snowflake in the avalanche cries innocence. In the end, it's all just willful ignorance. Willful ignorance. Woo!
Claudia Schmidt and Sally Rogers, a brand new 2016 release called We Are Welcomed, and that was Willful Ignorance. You can be hearing a lot of this album. I'm very excited about it. Well, I'm also very excited about my guests, because each of them has been here on Arts on various occasions, but I don't usually get them here together, so this is terrific. They're both very familiar to you. I have the fabulous Dinah Urell from many things, including the editor, publisher, writer, brains behind Hip Fish, our Arts and Culture Monthly and Political, and also
proprietor.
Proprietor. There's something else too when it's like Hollywood, of the venue.
Producer.
The executive producer.
Oh my God! You can tell it's going to be fun. Whatever.
Executive seducer. Ooh,
get back from the mic, you you vamp, you. That's that was Dinah and Marco Davis. And Dinah is also the manager and owner of the proprietor of the venue, Gala. Now, let's pronounce that all together.
Gala.
Gala.
And that means?
Gala. Fish.
Fish. In?
Finnish.
Finnish. There we go. That's the exercise one goes through anytime you are at a celebration at Gala. And they host many, many different kinds of acts there. A lot of cutting-edge stuff, interesting stuff. But the reason that Dinah is here today and Marco Davis, who is so all over town that I think I've had him on the air 3 times in the last month.
I know. I apologize. I promise it will all be coming to an end soon.
Oh, I hope. God, no, I hope joking. Not.
I don't think so.
One of the last ones.
Yeah, right.
One of the last productions that Marco instigated and saw through was Sunday in the Park with Art. And that was fabulous. Yeah. I was there last year. I had to miss this one, but I'm hoping that is going to go on every year.
We're hoping on it.
Fort Clatsop with the folks there right behind it. And last night there was a Farm to Fork dinner. But today these two are here as part of the Q Center, which is producing the first ever huge,
well, citywide
Pride weekend.
Yeah. A city, a visible, a citywide, I guess. Yeah, a city.
Mm-hmm. As opposed to just a bunch of people getting together and celebrating.
Right.
Which happens all the time.
Yeah, and the North Coast Pride Network, we had little
little gatherings.
Pride. We'd have like a summer Pride party. And
And still do. There are still things that happen around here celebrating. dancing, music, politics. But this is way beyond that. This is huge. So, first of all, why don't you tell us, Marco, what... Well, you know, can we back up a little bit and say, what is Q Center?
The Q Center is the Lower Columbia Q Center here in Astoria. We became officially organized last July.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
And Tessa Scheller and Geraldine O'Brien had started a group of people getting together, a steering committee, to kind of work on seeing the needs and the direction that a Q Center would go. And after 2 years of meetings and trying to get bylaws and such together, we voted to approve and elected officers.
Wonderful.
And I was elected the chair of the Q Center. And we've just been kind of plugging forward.
Where is your center?
Our office is housed in the Astoria Armory down on 16th and Exchange.
Okay, because I know you've had big gay skate nights,
yes.
Which is, we'll talk about that in a minute, but lots of other. But also, this is for the LGBTQIA.
Yes.
What's A for?
Advocates.
Good, because I was going to say, and all people,
yes,
who are
exactly.
allies.
And that is, you know, one thing I wanted to say. The reason we're calling it Astoria Pride is because we are all inclusive, and we aren't anything without the support of one another. And so really, I think of it as like the Scandinavian Midsummer Festival, you know, and it's where you go and you get a little taste of the culture, and we're sharing our culture of the queer community with our town. And so it's an open invitation for anyone to come and celebrate and see how fabulous we are and how much fun we like to have, mm-hmm. and how much we are all about community and inclusiveness. And
that's
really the undertone to...
Sounds fantastic. It's very exciting. It is happening. This was something that I put a question mark on, and you said yes. It's actually a Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yes.
Rather than a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is what we usually think of. So why don't you guys tell us what all is going on, and then where people can get this information in case they're driving and not jotting it all down and all that kind of stuff.
Dinah, do you want to talk? Can you speak?
Can I talk? Having some allergy stuff. Well, it begins on Thursday night, and at Kala, we are featuring a wonderful play in dramatized Reader's Theater style.
Yes.
Featuring Marco, Derek Moore, and Nancy Montgomery. The Maddening of Lady Bright, which is one of the first plays in the mid-60s to, touch on gay themes. And Lanford Wilson, not mm-hmm. August Wilson,
right.
Lanford Wilson.
Right, right, right. And it's Reader's Theater. Who's directing it?
Sen Incavo.
Okay.
So that's Thursday night. Doors open at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Okay.
And then it's just a one act play.
Doors open, or it starts at 8?
Doors open at 8.
Okay. Good.
And it's a one act play, so it's not. It's like a the whole thing will encompass about an hour.
So be there early.
Come in at 8. The show starts at 8:30.
Okay. Got it.
Gotcha.
Got it.
Yeah. And it's all ages, but it's also cocktails and whatnot.
Okay. So. It's all ages with discretion. Is that right?
Or yes.
Because I don't know.
There is no profanity in the show.
Okay. So,
but it is an adult theme.
But it is. I mean, it's a madness.
It's not for kids.
The Maddening of Lady Bright. It's an aging drag queen that's going crazy in a hot apartment.
Okay.
So it's, you know.
So kids, little kids wouldn't get
no.
it and would be kind of itchy, especially if it's 90.
But, you know, the whole message of the show is about loneliness, which is something that everyone can relate to and such. So. And
That's exciting.
It is really exciting.
Are you playing the drag queen?
Yes.
Wow. Have you Well, you do theater all the time with your dance, but you haven't done...
I haven't done a stage show since 2003 in Eugene when I was in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Wow.
Yeah,
when I saw that, I thought, well, that's going to be interesting because you're...
Well, especially being with Nancy and Derek, who are just,
fabulous.
You know, so unbelievable.
Fabulous local actors, yeah. But you do theater all the time, but a lot of it is improv. Although your dance stuff is choreographed and you teach other people, and so you do keep to a script there.
Yeah.
But you don't have one right in front of you and other people bouncing off you. So that'll be, I'm excited to see that. That's great. Yeah, so that is Thursday the 9th at 8 o'clock. Be there.
Yep. And then we're also doing the same evening at 10 o'clock, doors opening at 9:30 at the Columbian Theater. We are showing Purple Rain.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah. How fantastic. Yes. Okay. Boy, that's timely.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Don't you
yes.
think?
Yes. Very. Yes. And just the one film.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
And then on Friday, we have our gala celebration at the Armory, with the doors opening at 7, and then a Les stand-up group from Portland will start at 7:45 doing a pre-show set, entertaining people while they're having appetizers and catching up. We also have two of the AIDS Memorial quilt panels coming in, which will be hanging at the back of the room for people to see. And
okay, because I saw that will be up 9 to 11 on Saturday morning.
As well.
But it's going to be up by Friday night, too. Okay.
Yes.
And the Armory, folks, is on Exchange, the entrance, 1636 Exchange. It's between 16th and 17th on the riverside, the north side. Very obvious once you know where you are.
Yes.
So, okay. So Friday night is easy. It's just the one location at the Armory.
Yes.
Okay. Then Saturday, you've got all kinds of
so
things
much going on.
Let's say, there still table seating available?
There's only one table
left.
Oh,
my God.
I know. It's so exciting.
For
yes.
Friday
there's
night?
There's lots of seating.
There's lots of seating for
Friday
the gala.
Night.
Yes.
Good for you.
Yes.
Now, let me just ask, as long as we're not giving prices, I don't even know prices, but what we can say is this a benefit for the Q Center?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
It's like a Q Center and Future Prides. It's like our fundraising campaign for...
Great. Great. And people can get more information, by the way. Is there a website?
Yes, we have a website, lcqcastoria.org.
Oh, I've never been there. Okay.
And then we also have a Facebook page for Pride and for the Q Center.
Okay, excellent. Okay, now tell us about Saturday. This is Saturday, June 11th. Happy 105th birthday, Mike, to my father.
And Dinah.
And it's my birthday. It's your grandfather's birthday?
Well, he's been dead for a few years, Dinah, but June 11th,
oh, that's
yes.
My birthday.
I know.
That's so fabulous.
I know, but fortunately, you are still very much alive.
And she's one of the grand marshals for the parade, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Will you be wearing a special happy birthday crown too? You could be the queen marshal.
No. Ooh, okay. I have a crown or a tiara.
Oh, now we're getting
maybe
into
a
it.
Tiara.
I think that would be beautiful.
Okay,
lovely.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell us what's the schedule on Saturday.
So Saturday we have 9 to 11 a.m. We have the a general viewing of the AIDS Memorial quilts that's open to the public, and it's incredible to get to see. And Sen has some information that will be presented.
You know, years ago. And maybe, I don't remember, Dinah, whether you were involved with this. We used to bring the AIDS Memorial quilt here. We brought it for several years.
Oh,
and
it was always an
very
amazing,
powerful.
Amazing.
In the Seaside Convention Center, we had a huge number of pieces laying out on the floor, and you could walk around and actually see.
Yeah, that was
you can't do
amazing.
That anymore. They have very strict rules for
I'm
them
sure.
now.
I'm sure, yeah. Yeah, but that you're bringing it here is very, I was very excited to see that because it's been years since I've seen it. And there's nothing, no photograph can do it justice.
No, and it's an important part of our history and one that a lot of the generation that's coming up isn't aware of.
Right.
And they're kind of It's something that we should all be aware of. And
yeah, kind absolutely. Of. Mm-hmm. I know that some folks from this area created squares for the quilt. I don't know what they'll be sending you, but in the day, we were able to bring some of the local people too,
wonderful.
Or at least Portland. So, okay, so that's 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on the 11th. The AIDS quilt will be at the Armory, okay, and then?
And then we have the parade, the foot and bike parade along the waterfront.
Wow.
It's going to start at the foot of Bay Street, which is at the Maritime Monument under the big bridge behind Swamy Hall.
Aha. Okay, so that's on the west side of Astoria.
Yes.
Okay.
It'll start
that
there.
Huge, right, over. And is it going to be on the Riverwalk?
Yes.
Okay.
Along the Riverwalk.
Wow. And bicycles?
Foot and bike.
Foot and bike.
Yes.
Fantastic.
We're looking for a gurney. If anybody has a gurney we could borrow. We really want to wheel Dinah on a gurney.
Okay, this sounds like an inside joke, folks. I'm not sure what it means, but if you have a gurney, you can get in touch with Marco and Dinah, I'm sure, and
Please.
Let them know. Okay, so that goes on for...
That starts at 2 o'clock.
Starts at 2.
Mm-hmm.
Goes
and
on until it ends.
Yes, and then we're ending down at... the grandstand's going to be at Bowie Beer. And then we have a very lovely drag queen, Poison Waters from Portland, who is going to be emceeing the parade along with Dita. They're longtime friends, and so they're going to kind of talk about people
as I walk by.
Yes.
So
and, you know...
Yeah. I mean, if people can't walk or bike, could they go to that spot?
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Or gather anywhere along.
Or just come and
anywhere on the river.
And cheer us along.
Yeah, cheer us along.
Yeah, it would be nice to have some audience.
And when there's, when there's space, you can bring a chair and have a seat and check it out.
Oh, and it goes down to 11th Street.
You're going to go all the way to 11th. What street is Bowie Beer on? Do you know?
That's on 7th or 8th. Between 7th
and 8th. Between 7th
and 8th.
Okay. Great, and
so
it's
we're
right.
Go down and then come back.
No, we're going to go past the grandstand's kind of midpoint
from the west
okay.
all
yeah.
the way
and
going east.
End.
Okay, and that starts at 2:00. But if you get there later, just find them and catch up. And who knows, maybe there'll be 500 people and you can just join
Wouldn't
on
that
at
be
any
lovely?
Time. It would be lovely.
And we're hoping that when, you know, as we pass, that people will just join us and, you know,
Absolutely,
walk the rest.
For a little bit of way or the whole thing. Okay, and then what happens?
Don't you think? I think it would be so lovely.
And you have a couple of different things happening in the evening,
in the
don't
evening,
you?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have, at Kala, we have the Coast is Queer show.
Nice.
And not, this is, you know, we're not... trying to be exclusive. It's just a play on words. There was a comment I got about the Coast is Queer. Well, what about the rest of us? I'm
course.
Come on in. Yeah. You know, it's just like,
you know,
it's just saying, hey,
you know, it's ironic though, because the word queer used to be applied to anybody who was a little bit off.
Mm-hmm.
And then the LGBTQRST community claimed it back.
That's
and
right.
And now everybody feels like, oh, well,
great. I love this.
We can
I love the word because it brings us all together rather than gay and lesbian.
Right.
Bands,
yes, exactly.
But, you know,
it's
so
a
just,
unifying.
And,
yeah.
it's nice to reclaim the night, reclaim the vocabulary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some people have done amazing things to hurt others with, what is it, sticks and stones, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
So this is good. And so then, art show.
The Coast is Queer art show. Curated by Mark Woolley from Portland.
Oh, cool.
And all the artists are queer. There are queer themes. And then there's some art that's just, you know, their art.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, it's a combination. But there are some very nice, queer themes.
Is that up
pieces.
Just for that day?
No.
I was thinking to hang a show is, good.
No, quite frankly, it's going to be up for most of the summer.
Good. Yeah. Okay, so if you can't make it this weekend, poor you, but you can get over to Gala and see
next
the art
weekend.
Show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Next weekend. Thank you. Okay. And then at 9, you're having...
Well, at 6 o'clock,
at six
we have
also
we have the free hip-hop dance workshop at the Astoria Arts and Movement Center by my friend Nate, who has Work Dance Company in Eugene.
Oh, he's
come up several times to do workshops.
Very nice. And AAMC is 342 10th. So that's the Astoria Arts and Movement Center, where there's all kinds of good stuff going on all the time. And Marco is, and Jessamine are the chair of that.
Jessamine is, I'm there to help her however
okay.
I can.
Okay. And then what else is going on that evening?
Then we also have the dance party with DJ Aliot at the AAMC as well.
Okay. It's,
which is an all-ages dance party.
Okay.
And also, you know, everyone can come just walk through the door.
And that's DJ Aliot.
Yes.
I love that name. Okay. Anything else going on at
Kala? Well, Kala, we'll just be open for cocktails and kind of being sort of a part of the Pride weekend. I'm just calling it Q Bar or something like that. And
so people can hang out.
Just come and hang out, have
they
a cocktail,
have a quiet
go back
time
and forth.
Yeah.
And whatever. You know, the Mary Times doing a big party. A lot of people are getting involved.
It. Wonderful.
A lot of the restaurants in town
are giving us
appetizers for the gala. It's just, wonderful. Or as Becky likes to say, the gala.
Well, it's very exciting because it is a virgin experience for all of us to have an entire citywide celebration of the queer nation right here in Astoria. So that is June 9th to 11th, and you can go to lcqcastoria.org if you want to check in on all of these specific events, and be sure to touch down on something. Anything else?
And drive downtown and look at the flags.
I know, the flags up through town are beautiful.
Oh.
Donna and Sen made these beautiful Pride flags that we have hanging in unison with the Astoria Music Festival.
Wow, fantastic.
Yeah, it's pretty lovely.
Well, there's so much going on around here, it makes me bananas, but I'm very pleased. So thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you, Carol.
Dinah Urell and Marco Davis, and be sure to get it on your calendars, folks.
Thanks for giving us some time.
You bet. Okay. And I have some music by to introduce my next guest who's coming in. And here's some music from Blind Pilot with songwriter and singer Israel Nebaker. And you'll find out why in a minute. Thanks for being here, folks. It's Coast Community Radio.
Our time is ever on the road, the ride is in what we make. I walk to hear how in this give and take. But hear it this way, hear it this way. Is it?
Oh, yeah. That is Blind Pilot. And no, they are not performing, but Israel Nebeku will be. However, let's back up a little bit and introduce my fabulous guest, David Campiche. Hi, David. Whoops, let me put that mic on. There you go. I know you talk quietly, but not that quietly.
I know. So,
David Campiche is the co-owner, proprietor, everything man at the Shelburne Inn. And he's going to give you the whole proper name. I know it that way.
Fine,
together with his wife and a co-conspirator, Lori Anderson. And in addition to running a wonderful hotel and restaurant, they also are very community-minded people. You will see them showing up often with, almost always, with extra food goodies for various community efforts. I'm thinking of Across the River. When I went to see Shakespeare, there was all that good stuff. And so, but David's here because this Sunday is the second annual Royal Nebeku Scholarship Fund dinner and fundraiser, but it's the first one where there is actually an artist who has been presented with the scholarship. Is that correct?
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about this.
Well, I think the whole push behind the Nebeku Foundation, other than honoring this amazing man who passed last year, is to support an artist for a year with a scholarship. And last year, I think we raised $10,000. We're hoping at some point to reach that 50,000 reservoir just have this program flow through our community forever.
And who are the artists who are able to apply for this scholarship? We're not giving the name of the artist.
I was told I don't know that.
Oh, you don't? I don't, and it's
you
exciting.
Don't.
No,
although
I have no idea who the person is.
But. It's just wide open. The big qualification is
Clatsop County.
Sort of passion in the belly, you know.
So it was all age, and I think it was Pacific and Clatsop County.
Both counties.
Right, right. And actually, Dwight Caswell was here a month or more ago to talk about the fact that the applications were due.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess people were listening because he said he got lots of applications, and that was wonderful.
I think he shares that responsibility with Richard Rowland, who's the other great community activist.
Absolutely.
And of course, Sarah Nebeku is wonderful and talented.
And you and Lori are incredibly supportive. Of course, you were a friend and... Were you ever a student of Royals?
Lori was.
Lori was, okay.
But I say that... in the negative, but I was around Royal. He'd come out to the Kiln a lot.
Absolutely.
We had him over several times for dinner, and you couldn't help but gleaning from the man. He was deep and profound and fun and supportive.
Yeah. And I am very pleased that the Nebeku Foundation has evolved so that, for many reasons, including keeping Royal Nebeku alive and well in this community for posterity.
Royal lives.
Royal lives, presente, yes. As a matter of fact, I think today he's being given, an award in Salem.
Nice.
A large exhibition is happening. But Sunday, the part that you get back, in addition to seeing art that has been contributed by many local, wonderful local artists, and the first scholarship winner. Is that right? There's a piece by the
first. That's right. And Israel is going to be there,
and
too.
Israel Nebeku will be there and will sing for us, which he did last year, and which, for those of you who know, is always a joy. And... What's happening in the kitchen, David Campisch, at the Shelburne Inn?
Let's fall back on my lovely wife, who decided to put together kind of a Scandinavian smorgasbord, of course, with the great help of our chefs. Randall, in particular, is diving in, and a good supporting cast all around. But such things, you know, it's a Scandinavian buffet with summer vegetable soups and mushroom salads, pickled herring. I got some beautiful salmon made of gravidlox, accompanied with a dill sauce, which I think Laurie actually is making some of this with our high school class, the culinary class.
Yes, you do teach cooking there.
Yeah, we have a class every day of the week, except the weekends.
Really?
And she was baking breads. She did a Bellinis yesterday, and she did Norwegian lefse today. And then she also is doing some Scandinavian breads, which may be served, I think, as an open-faced sandwich.
Mm.
And it's build your own.
Right, right, right.
And there's meatloaf and sour cream pastry and codfish steaks with egg sauce, cream potatoes with fennel.
My mouth is
I know, there's more. Root vegetable casserole, fruit soup, rice pudding, et cetera, et cetera.
Fantastic. And I love that this is the opening of the Scandinavian season, because in a couple of weeks we'll have the Finnish trio here for the Midsummer Festival. But this is way beyond any kind of food that will be served at the festival, because that's it's great, but surely, it's tidbits. This is a gorgeous dinner, and we don't do prices here, as you know, but you can still, I believe there are still a few places left.
I believe so.
So what should someone do?
I'll just say the price isn't, remember, a little or a lot of that will go to the fund.
Exactly.
So that's part of that.
This is a fundraiser. So there is... in addition to the ticket price, you will have the opportunity to buy art and make contributions in that way to the fund. I got lucky last year. Of course, Richard Roland wasn't too happy with me because we were in a bidding war for Mickey Alasouza's painting, and it's hanging in my living room. I mean, in my bedroom.
Do very well. I should have brought you a pot today. I didn't think to.
Yes, David Campisch is one of our fabulous supporters. The Shelburne Inn is, but so is David with his fabulous pottery and bowls that he contributes for all of our pledge drives. So I think the best thing to do at this point is probably to call the Shelburne at 360-642-2442 and tell them you're calling about the Nebaker Scholarship Foundation dinner that is happening this Sunday, the 5th of June, at 5 p.m. No, 5 p.m. is
looking at the open bar.
And then comes 6 p.m. is dinner. PM. So I am so looking forward to this, David. What else do we need to know? I'm going to get David back here to talk about all the other things he does. You may be familiar with his articles in Coast Weekend, photographs by him or Laurie. And then he mentioned the culinary school. But right now I have him here to... make sure you know, listeners, about the dinner on Sunday, the Nebaker Scholarship Fund, and the food is fabulous. The raison d'être to promote the arts and artists in our area is as good or better, perhaps, in our hearts and spirits. So,
indeed.
Anything else we need to know, David?
Did you want to mention Sandy Hinderling?
Oh, yes. I'm going to put that music on. So tell me. Actually, I'm going to run that a little bit behind you. And why don't you tell us?
Sandy is one of the great New Orleans jazz artists. And he's also chronicled all the great jazz people. And he teaches at Loyola. But he comes every year. He's a very dear friend of Laurie's and mine. And so next Friday, he's going to give a piano presentation at the Shelburne, and we're going to put together a New Orleans dinner with the, you know, the étouffées and
wow.
all the good stuff.
How fun. So Gumbo. Again, that number is 360-642-2442. Do you have a website at the Shelburne?
Yes, we do.
What is that?
And I'll give you another number, too. It's easy to remember. It's 800-INN-1896. We're having our 120th anniversary.
It. That's right.
Right.
That's right.
And
the website?
Innkeeper at theshelburnein.com.
That's the email. Okay.
Oh, good.
Great.
Good, David.
Okay, right. We've got Sandy Sanford or Sandy Hinderly playing for you in the background with Phase Dance. That one's for me. Thank you so much for coming in, David Kempisch. I will see you on Sunday.
You're the best, girl.
Stay tuned, folks. We have a mass of young people out there, and we'll get them in a second. Well, that's Sandy Hinderly in the background playing that gorgeous solo piano called Solo Flight. And we may hear a little bit more of him. But right now, as I say, I have a mass, a beautiful mass, actually, of young people and one older and one I'm not so sure of folks here in the air room. And we're going to have a very short interview just to titillate your mind and what's going on in the fabulous Astoria High School literary review called The Local Lie. And I do believe they got the cover of the Coast Weekend. And I'm looking at, oh, there's one, two. Are you in this picture too?
with, hair is a different color.
I was going to say you have blue hair in the picture. Yeah. I thought I recognized you, but the hair kind of got me. This is terrific. So if you can, pick up a copy of Coast Weekend or go online and see that. But best of all, they're going to have an event on the 8th of June, which is Wednesday at 6 p.m. at Coffee Girl. So I'm going to just give them a few minutes to introduce themselves and tell us what the heck is the local lie.
Tell
your name. Yeah.
I'm one of the editors.
And what's your name?
Trinity Hennessy.
What's the first name again?
Trinity.
Trinity. Ooh, that's a first for me. Okay. And?
My name is Lydia Solvel. I'm another editor for the local lie.
Yeah, I've seen you before, too. I think you've been here. And?
My name is Dylan Hauser. I'm an editor.
And Dylan Hauser. Okay. That's great names, too. So you three are editors. What is this Astoria High School Literary Review, the local lie? I understand it's 250 pages. Is that right?
With an art insert.
With art. Okay. See, I didn't get a chance to have this right in front of me, but I didn't get a chance.
We have a copy of the book here if you would like
to
see
yeah.
it.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. This is gorgeous. This is beautiful. It is so professional.
This is completely professional.
Yeah, I see that.
Another student at Astoria High School, Claire Albright, designed the cover.
It's beautiful. It's just beautiful, and it is, oh, my goodness. It's very readable. And the size as well. And, yeah. Oh, I like the whole way it's put together.
It's a collection of writings from all the students that were in the creative writing classes.
Okay, yeah. So what is the creative writing class? Has that always been around Astoria High School? Okay.
No.
We have some different opinions.
It's been around, but never like this.
Like what?
We've never had a literary review, I don't think.
So this is the first.
This is the first.
Totally. We had to raise, like, thousands of dollars to do this.
How did you do that?
Matt Love carried a jar around of change, begging people for money.
Yeah, hey. We begged people at Powell's. We did all this stuff.
Okay. Oh, so you did go out of Astoria as well.
Yeah.
So that was
on a field trip.
It's also important to note that the Astoria School Foundation and the Communicare grant through the Arlene Schnitzer and Jordan Schnitzer Foundation, they are helping us with the funding as well.
Good. That's appropriate because the Schnitzers started right here in Astoria with scrap metal. In case you didn't know that, folks, that's a little bit of trivia, Oregon trivia. But this book is fantastic. Now, tell me, if people can't get to the Coffee Girl on Wednesday night, where will they be able to find this?
They can purchase a copy at Godfather's for retail at $15.
Right here in Astoria. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. It is very sophisticated. So did you learn, in addition to doing your writing, did you also learn how to put together a book? Or did you hand it off?
This was professionally done by
a graphic designer.
Yeah, in New York.
Yeah.
But we basically had to go through the whole process of where everything was going to be. We also had to, you know, we as editors, we selected who was going to be in it, what art was going to be
in it. So how many students are there involved in this creative writing and the art department?
Hundreds.
So you put out the word for people to turn in their work. And then how many editors are there?
There are five.
Five editors. And you just sat around, or did you separate the piles and pick out your favorites? What'd you do?
Well, they're sorted into three categories, where it's nonfiction, poetry, and fiction. And what we did was we separated the pieces based on a cover sheet, where you wrote down what category it was in. And it was no name, and we read them.
Nice,
so we
nice.
Read them without
so,
bias.
So did the students who submitted work, did they have to be in the creative writing class?
No.
No.
There is also some staff work in there from Astoria High School as well.
And that was blind chosen?
Yes.
Hey, that is very cool. So the staff and the students were all mixed in together. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to get my copy. And I see someone's already signed a page in this one. So there's poetry, prose, art. That is, looks like prints, and very high quality. Very high quality. Okay, Rain Magazine. Welcome these folks from the high school, because this is a first, and I hope the first of many. So in addition to the students, I have a faculty member. Could you please introduce yourself too?
Yes, my name is Lynn Jackson. I'm the principal at Astoria High School.
So he's not faculty. I lied. He's administrator. He's the principal. And what'd you think about this?
No, I have not read all the pieces of work, but I do know that many of the pieces of work are very, very personal, very reflective, and it's going to allow many members in our community to take a look into the lives of the students that we rub shoulders with on a day-to-day basis, understanding their perspectives, their insights, and their youthful wisdom. It's truly an impressive piece of compilation.
So did you know from the beginning that this was the concept, that Matt had the concept to get a book out of the class?
I knew that there was a concept that we discussed with a literary review, but I did not know that it was going to be quite so elaborate, nor, from my understanding, this is the largest literary review that Mr. Love has done in his professional career as an English instructor.
Wow. So it's kudos to everyone, including Astoria High School, that supported it, and which you can tell because the principal is here. So thank you. And thank you, editors. This is quite something to take on. What year are you in school?
I'm a sophomore.
I'm also a sophomore.
I'm a junior.
Okay, this is great, because that means you'll all be here next year as well, so you can shepherd this. Really, yeah. If you had all said senior, I'd go, uh-oh, we're in trouble. Terrific.
One thing I'd like to mention is that all the proceeds from this year's literary review are going into the next year's literary review. So
beautiful.
There will be another one next year.
Beautiful.
If we have the money.
Beautiful. Well, the money and the motivation. I know how much work it takes to make something like this happen. And this looks like such a success that I think you're on your way. And it's nice to see that the local newspaper supported you, giving you the cover.
Yeah, well, Matt did write the article.
That's fine.
He did have a little bit of influence.
Hey, it's a small town. It's a small town. That's how we make things happen around here. And you know what? I think most of the town here understands that the arts and culture are what it's about these days. And the youth are always what it's about. So congratulations to you and to your cohorts. I love this picture on the cover, because we have Trinity with blue hair, and then we have someone with pink hair, and then in between the three, you two and your third person, who are your other two editors?
That is Angel Harris and Tekla Daniel.
Excellent. Okay. Thank you very, very much, Trinity, Lydia, and Dylan, for coming in, and Mr. Jackson for joining them. Remember, folks, put it on your calendar. Coffee Girl is at 39th Street. Don't be put off when you see it looks like 39th Street ends. It doesn't. It goes out on a wooden pier and all the way out, and it's a gorgeous spot. 6 p.m. on Wednesday evening, no matter what the weather. So thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you. Okay, and I'm going to let them go, and I've got three more people to take those seats and tell us, and they don't have much time. I apologize. Things get, I said it's a small town, and communications go up and down all the time, but I have here three representatives from the Astor Street Opry Company, Junior Shanghai, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let you introduce yourselves.
I'm Nicole Ramsdell.
I'm Riley Mitchell.
Nicole and Riley and...
I'm Kim Mitchell.
Uh-huh. I noticed the similar name, and because of the disparity in age, I'm thinking there might be a mother-daughter relationship here.
Right.
Okay, so that's Riley Mitchell and her mom, Kim Mitchell. And Nicole, what's your last name again?
Ramsdell.
Okay, so you guys are opening on June 10th. That will be a week from tonight, and it's running for two weekends. Now, listen up, folks, because the timing is a little different from usual. Friday nights is at 7 p.m. Saturday and Sunday are matinees. Very clever, because there's so much going on around here. Maybe you can slip this in, too. So Saturday and Sunday at 2, Friday at 7, and that's next weekend and the weekend after. And I'll tell you, Astor Street Opry Company is all over the place, too, because they're going to be part of Scandinavian Festival. But have you been in, that would be Nicole and Riley, have you been in Junior Shanghai before?
Yes, this is my fourth time.
Your fourth time. How old are you now?
I'm 14.
Oh, are you maxing out, or are you ready to... No, what's the age range for Junior Shanghai?
Well, I'm not quite sure what the age requirements are for auditioning, but I know that we have... Our youngest is 4, and wow. Our oldest is 15.
Okay.
Usually we run 6 to 14.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But Junior Shanghai, we have done with our teens up to 18 years old.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. And then they're ready to move right into Shanghai as well, which is terrific. And how about you, Riley? Have you been in it before, too?
This is my fifth year.
Your fifth. So we've got real veterans here. Are there a lot of first-timers as well?
Yes.
Okay. So how is it for you? That was an attitude check. I love it. We are on radio, folks, so I get to see things you don't. But how is it to work with youngsters? Because usually, now what grade are you in?
Eighth.
Okay. So you've been the oldest in your school, too, but next year you end up being the youngest. Oh, my God. So same thing with Junior Shanghai. You came up through the ranks. Now you're the experienced ones. Do you work much with the younger ones as well?
On stage, yes, a lot. It's just constant interaction with
Is
them.
It? Yeah. Mm-hmm. How's that?
They're really energetic.
Great word. Oh, I'm going to use that one, Nicole. I like that. How was it? Energetic. Yes. Is it fun too?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How many folks are there in the
24, I think.
24. Something like that.
Something like that. 24, 25.
And who's directing?
Bill Carr and Heather Ramsdell.
Okay, great. I've seen Bill at work before. And, of course, this Junior Shanghai is based on Shanghai in Astoria, which you'll hear from those folks on July 1st right here on Coast Community Radio. It's an original music melodrama adapted for youth. So do you know what some of the adaptations are? Do you? Mom?
They alter it for the kids. So instead of being in a bar, they're at the candy sweet shop.
Uh-huh.
And instead of...
Beer, it's soda. Beer.
Yeah, instead of vodka, it's soda. Uh-huh. So it's very child-friendly. Especially now this year, we have really little ones, so we've altered it quite a bit to be a little more family-friendly.
Dreamly child-proof.
But there's lots of music still.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, all the songs are the same.
And you two both sing?
Right.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
What wonderful. I really appreciate Astor Street Opry Company because they start kids. Well, I didn't know they started them that young, but 3. And then they just bring them up. And these are some of the same people whom you'll see in various community theater shows around this area. Kim, have you been on stage as well?
I've not, but I think I'm going to try out next year.
All right. All right. That's wonderful. See, it goes in both directions. Well, I will tell you to break your legs, not your mom, just you two. Break a leg, one each, that's all. And folks, if you don't know what that means and you think I'm being mean, look it up. The show opens at... it's 7 o'clock on Friday on June 10th and 17th, and then Saturday and Sunday of those 2 weekends at 2. You can call at 503-325-6104 or 2. 6104, I think.
Riley's got it.
It used to be in
6104.
Okay, good. It's still in my brain. I don't know how much longer, though. Have a wonderful time, and thanks so much for coming in and being so patient. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Onward. Okay, folks, it is Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria 91.9, KTCB Tillamook 89.5, coastradio.org, wherever you are in the world. Make peace and get involved in the arts and culture.